My expectation is so great.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't been to this depth of expectation before. And what the Lord is saying. So I started to prepare you on Sunday. I'm going to do some more preparation tonight. Now, definitely my prayer tonight is that your eyes be open. And I'm talking about your divine eye.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because I'll deal with tonight a subject that kind of rubberballed around in the body of Christ, but they don't fully understand it. But every tree produces after his own kind. So if you're a spirit, you must have God in you. You must, in your divinity, you must be a type of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all answered Lord when I said that.
Yes,
see, divinity, I'll prove tonight, divinity, Satan was the God of this world. But when you were born again, you became the God of this world. Small g, the big God, but you're part of him. And because of a lack of understanding the supply of the Spirit, we live more in humanity than in divinity. And because of the church lagging in worldly strategies and not letting the Spirit of God teach her who she really is,
yeah,
we've leaned more to this system,
yes, sir,
than the system of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So I want to take you further tonight. Father, we just thank you tonight that we have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand, and faith to apply what you show us in the spirit realm. We know we are agents of signs and wonders and divers miracles. That's why you planted us here to take over from Satan and let you manifest through us. So tonight, as we study the Word of God, commune with the Holy Spirit, look for the revelation you want us to have, receive them and release them, that humanity can be blessed and many men and women can be changed from natural to the supernatural. So we thank you that you're with us tonight, that you're going to help us in this class. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The supply of the Spirit, turn to Philippians 1:19. The supply of the Spirit, listen very closely. The supply of the Spirit enforces you as an agent of the supernatural. The more of the supply of the Holy Spirit you may be able to yield to, the more you're going to understand that you have a God-like nature and that you can operate from divine premises as a supernatural being. The lack of enjoyment, the lack of participation, the lack of visitation from the Holy Ghost is we're underplaying who we are. And we have settled to be what organized religion told us we are. I think a good scripture to start with to define your God nature, as we're going to talk about the supply of the Spirit, because you have to know the supply of the Spirit comes to the Spirit. Pay attention now.
Yes, sir.
Then John 3:6. Turn there. John 3:6. Turn there. We have to go there. We have to go there. We have to go there. In order for you to understand that you are a, I don't want to use the word candidate. You are a child qualified to function like your father. Or to function like your elder brother. And his name is Jesus. Jesus functioned by the supply of the Spirit. And that's why phenomenal things happen, things out of the ordinary happen in his ministry. And that ministry is passed on to you and I. That's why he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. And it meant, because I go to the Father, the same supply, the same Holy Spirit, the same power that I was working with, I'm going to send it to you.
Amen.
And that's what the Holy, that's who the Holy Spirit is. And so the Holy Spirit supplies us with, for lack of a better word, divine energy. Abilities to supersede the natural. What? You heard that? See, your lifestyle, it must be made known to you as a child of God. Maybe you're not a student, you haven't trained yourself, but you are designed to supersede all natural things, all satanic things. You're above that. But the only way it's going to be activated is that you know how to keep the door open for the supply of the Spirit, and do not let the supply of the natural become your master. Because it's easy to flow with this system and not be who you are. Jesus said in John 3:6, and you're not going to be able to understand what the supply of the Spirit for. That which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
Now notice the next statement, because you must recognize that you are born again container. That you're in a place where the Spirit can supply. The Spirit can function. The Spirit can operate again like he operated in Jesus. That's what's supposed to be happening to the believer. That's why we're not happy. That's why we're not satisfied if we should, because we live under the flow of the Spirit. And we have chosen religion. And a few notes. But he says, and that which is born of the Spirit is what?
Spirit.
How many of y'all are born again? All right. So you're a spirit being. So you have a God nature. Now, I didn't call you gods. God did. Jesus did. And I understand what he was saying. People are afraid of it because they don't understand what he's saying. But he's saying you have the ability to carry me. You have the ability where I can function through you in another realm. I'll get to the scripture. After verse 6, look what he said in verse 7. Look what he said in verse 7 now. What are you meaning now? What do you mean? It means you change dimension. When you were born again, you were born into the realm of God. Therefore, you can activate the realm of God. Oh, my goodness. You are an agent that the Holy Spirit can use to cause things to happen out of the ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a weak, y'all son, a weak amen. Because you're looking for a regular Bible study. When the Bible says you were born again, it means that you took the nature of your parent. I don't know if it didn't go over too clear to you that Satan was the God of this world. He is no longer the God of this world. Now watch what I say now, because you're going to get nervous. You are. Because you're carrying a God-like nature. It doesn't mean you're the big G, but you are the little G. When Leroy Jr. was born, he had my genes in him. If you watch him, he act just like me sometimes. Then he just can't help himself. Well, the same way with God. For lack of better words, you got God genes in you. Go back to Philippians 1:19. I'm going to add a scripture to that tonight that will show you, that will confirm you being a supernatural being, and the supply of the Spirit enforces you as an agent of the supernatural. The supply of the Spirit enforces you as the agent of the supernatural. Now then, Philippians 1:19, we've been on this scripture quite a while. The word salvation in the King James Version, the New King James Version, it says deliverance. You read it. He says in the 19th verse, for I know that this should turn to my salvation, or in the New King James Version, it says to my deliverance. And then all the aspect of salvation, you know, healing and all that's right there. Through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of who?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't hear y'all.
Jesus Christ.
Supply the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So now, you as a child of God is always qualified in every situation to have a supply of the Spirit that will cause an overruling factor in your life.
Hallelujah.
Meaning that you cannot really fail. There may be delays, but you are not designed by God to fail. Because if you fail, it means that God's nature failed. So all your failures came out of your flesh. Because you did not know how to yield to the Spirit in that situation, you looked to man instead of God. Trying to get some help. I'm just trying to get some help. You know how we say that. Just trying to get. No. You have to stay there until God. Oh my God. Two symbols and one reality. The reality is, let me see, can I get it for you? I want to show you the other script, but look in Psalm 82. Verse 6. I mean, and God repeats himself there to make it clear, but there's such a fear in the church about spiritual thing that he said it twice in two different ways, but everybody afraid of it. Now a rookie really couldn't preach this. And a church who have had no teaching couldn't receive this. but I think different about you. Because there's a statement I'm going to make after you understand this that's going to change your life tonight. No, I'm not just trying to get a praise here now. That's going to change your life tonight. But if you see this right, everything in your life going to change tonight. You're going to handle all your life situations for the rest of your life different. Matter of fact, I'll say it this way. The Holy Spirit is aiming to place you in a divine advantage.
Amen.
Oh, there's some sad response. I don't even know what I'm saying, Jesus. Divine advantage? Everything produces after its own kind.
Yes, sir.
You've been produced in God's kind. How do he operate? When the last time he lost? When the last time he didn't know what to do in a situation? You're born of his spirit. So the supply of his spirit make you act like him. Not them, him. Psalm 82:6. Now, I didn't write this. Just because you're scared of it, I didn't write it. I see so clear that, you know what 2 Peter 1 say, right? No, I don't. Turn to 2 Peter 1, because you can't handle this verse here without 2 Peter chapter 1. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. You won't be able to handle it. Come on, take me a screen. Where y'all at? Take me to 2 Peter chapter 1. Don't hang on that. 2 Peter chapter 1, because you're going to have to, because to receive the supply, you have to know why. And then you have to know how to function in it. They can't even find 2 Peter. Let me go find it. They think they're in the Old Testament. But who that back there? 2 Peter. Y'all got to be a little faster back there. Y'all study your Bible through the week. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, servant apostle of Jesus Christ, verse 1, to them that have obtained like present favor with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, that's very important, that second verse, because something may have happened to you, but if you don't have the knowledge, it will not produce in your life. See, the knowledge of God, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. See, through the knowledge of God. Through lack of the knowledge, lack of the knowledge, you're going to act like a regular woman. When you need to be a superwoman. When you need to be operating, see, because when you operate on the supply of the Spirit, you're a superwoman, you're a superman. You're not a normal religious person with a Bible. Verse 3, what does this mean? According as what? As his what?
Divine.
What power?
Divine.
What power?
Divine.
What that mean?
God's
divine power. Has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You ready to go again now? Here we go again. Through what? That have called us to glory and virtue. All right? Whereby are given unto us what? That by these you might be what? 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 That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you are a partaker of God's divine nature, meaning you have the right to operate like him. I know that. Maybe somebody will hear this tip 20 years from now and get a hold of it. You have the divine nature. Listen. Partaking of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust, and then they tell you some things, six or seven things to add to your faith. Now go back to Psalm 82:6 so I can try to finish teaching this. You are agents of signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, sir. God want to use you in that line. Amen. God don't just want you to pat your hand and stomp your feet. Oh, this rhyme pretty good. God don't want you to pat your hand, stomp your feet, and your life be a repeat. Samuel, Samuel. No. You know why the Lord said Jesus was the Lion of the tribe of Israel? A lion is not fearful of nobody, no animal. And a lion don't eat stale food. He gets fresh meat every day. All I'm saying to you is you need fresh anointing and fresh spirit every day. Stop trying to live on what you read 3 weeks ago. Wake up and tell the Lord, I want something fresh. Now watch this, Psalm 82:6, I didn't write it. I have said, ye are God, little g, ye are gods. That means you got my nature. Yeah, you have my mannerism. Then it says it twice. Look what it said. And all of you are children of the Most High. Then you go to John 10:34. Go there. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? You're God children. You got God nature. And that's why he says, Paul said, the supply of the spirit, not the supply of the flesh. The supply of the spirit is what we have to understand that caused us to be victorious and caused us to win. Go back to Philippians 1:19. I'm going to take you to another scripture that's going to reveal your nature again. I told you something I was going to tell you. I'll tell you that's going to change your life forever, but I just didn't do it that time. Let me give it to you right now. The supply of the Spirit is for your divinity to take you out of humanity and into your divinity, you develop dominion without sweat. See, the sweatful moments we're going through and the stressful moments we're going through, some kind of way we drift back in the flesh. See, you can't drift in the spirit. You can drift back in the flesh, but you can't drift up in the spirit. The Apostle Paul said you have to do what? Press. Why? Because there's so much resistance in this atmosphere to keep you from operating in the spirit. So you have to take the tenacity and the boldness and the ability and the anointing and the unction God gives you and press into that realm where you rule, where you reign. See? Every time it seems like you're losing, you're drifting. You're not operating in your nature. You desire to operate in your nature. As many, Romans 8:14 says, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, as many as led by the Spirit of God is the only way their sonship can be validated. So when things get tough and things get rough, yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and he'll validate your sonship. And he'll do whatever it takes to cause you to come out right. But you have to be in the Spirit. We are not talking about having massive production of signs, wonders, and miracles on next week in the flesh. That's why I got to prompt you that you got to come, you got to pray in the Holy Ghost and expect things and be ready to move in faith out of the ordinary. I mean, just because you've never seen it before, don't just sit there and look at it. Jump on the wagon, because God ain't through yet. He's going to come up with our God. Got all kind of ways to manifest himself. But if you at ease and on the Sam circuit and won't turn it up, you'll miss it when it passed by you. The Holy Ghost has been walking around right on your road with a new heart in his hand. Get to you, and you somewhere else. You so busy eating religious biscuit, you miss your whole heart. It just passed by you in the road. I'm up! Man, you heard that? There you go, you got a new kidney. Going down the road. Who need a kidney? Who need a new set of lungs? Who need a new right hip? You see what I'm saying? You have to be tuned in to the infinite. Who don't play fair when it comes down to his children. Lord, be delivering new eyeball. You have to be in tune. You follow me? You have to know when we assemble, it's not the Mason or the 4-H Club assembly. It's not a sorority. It's God's children. And supernatural things can happen just like that. What do you think Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about? Why you get worried if the ferry, you're going across the river and the ferry took off? The Lord might want you to walk across there. You got all your faith in the ferry. All right, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. I'm just trying to put it way out there so you can see how grand, how great, how almighty, how sovereign is your God. Just think about it. You his child. You have his nature. You have where he can stir up the gift in you of his Spirit to cause things to happen that cannot happen by no other means. We read, I read from the New King James Version because I got a word in here, it was changed. They talked about ministry in Galatians 3:5. But it said, therefore, he who supplies, in the New King James Version.
Yes, sir.
The Spirit to you supply. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and work miracles among you. And I'm going to say something to make you all remember this. Do he do it in the flesh? Look what the last part of the verse said now. You see, your faith is a transfer switch from natural phenomena to supernatural phenomena. The switch is in your hand, not God's hand. The master switch, listen, was turned on and never turned off. You know, that's a master switch for little switches. God never pulled a master switch off. The master switch is on. The miracle is on. The sign is on. The wonder is on. The supernatural is on. You understand? All the time. Never turned off. Your faith is the switch. I see a bunch of y'all don't even believe me. You just said that. Said what? Your faith is the switch from flesh to spirit. Your faith will not operate in flesh. But if you flip that switch in the realm of the spirit, it operates and it becomes just like God. Mark 11:22 says, have the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith says, I'm not ever planning on failing. See, we must live by revelation. See, religion is so heavy. And you got your best song. You got your favorite scripture. But you're living on the same level after 19 years of having that same song. The supply of the Spirit is to move you in your position of victory, blessing. All the time. Listen to me. Anything that comes up in your life, you should be thinking this. What God and I going to do about this? But a lot of time, watch what I say now. A lot of time we get in the battle just with scriptures. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have me. But they testify of me. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and work miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? By the hearing of faith. The supply of the Spirit works by the hearing of faith. The Holy Ghost can't even work if you are not going to permit faith to function in your life. Therefore, you are an agent of signs, wonders, and diverse miracles. What I say? Listen. To become a commander of signs, wonders, and diverse miracles, you must have a supply of the Spirit. I mean, it's fitting just right for what God brings us into. The supply of the Spirit is to make us an agent. It causes us to function at another level, another dimension, another degree. My goodness. Jesus is our rod. Moses had a rod. We got a rod too. Jesus is our rod. I want you to see something. Exodus. I want you to see something. Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. Because a lot of time the church thinks signs going to come down the street looking for them. But if you understand what the supply of the Spirit is for, you will start doing signs. Yes. That's not the scripture I want to use. Let's see. Exodus 4:18. I got Exodus 4:18, but I missed this scripture. Oh, Lord. 4 and 17. Go to 17. I don't want to miss 4 and 17. Yeah. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand. What the last two words? What the last two words in the whole thing? What is it? What? Do sign. That right? Do sign? What do you mean do sign? It means you're authorized to do sign. Yes, sir. In the Spirit. He's used you as an instrument of signs, wonders, and divers miracles. You do them. You don't wait on them. You do them. It's the working of miracles. Ain't waiting on miracles. But you need to know how to yield by faith to the supply of the Spirit. Everybody say supply of the Spirit.
Supply of the Spirit.
All right. You need to know it. So now, the next tension you get in, and your next disagreeable moment, yield to a supply. One of the quickest way to yield to the supply of the Spirit. You want me to tell you a secret?
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
I'll show it to you. One of the quickest way to yield to the supply of the Spirit is acknowledge your infirmity.
Yes,
and get out the way.
Yes,
now you want to read it? Read it in Romans 8:26-28.
Yes,
get out the way. Acknowledge. Paul was a master at it. Jesus was a master at it. Every great man or woman of God in the scripture, they were master in recognizing their infirmities so they can rely on God. That's why God don't use no mighty men and women, because they think they're doing it. So God can't use them. I remember that boy told me, he said, we were sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, and me and my boys back there had preached. We had different preachers in the preaching engagement. I sat at a table, and this guy turned around. He says, "At Thompson." He says, "Man, we've been out here hustling, trying to preach this gospel, and yet you come through flying in your own plane, talking about money coming. Where you come from, man?" And I could have easily answered. I came from my infirmity. I don't know no better but to yield to him. See? You have to sometime tell the Lord, I can't make it. And you can add, he like this, I can't make it, I'm tired of taking it. Help me out of this mess. I don't have the strength to do it. I don't have to know how. Well, I'm about to preach myself happier now. I don't have the know-how. I don't have the willpower. But I'm leaning on you. Take me to another level. Now, some of y'all needed that. Yeah, because I told you all, stop looking so much to label and turn and see your favor. The Lord, I'm talking to you here. Yeah, I'm talking to you. The Lord has done great and mighty things for you. Now, I'm not talking about on your roll. I'm talking about you. The Lord has done great and mighty things for me. Say it.
The Lord has done great and mighty things for me.
Whether I see it,
whether I hear it,
now I know it.
You've done great things for me.
I yield
to the great
and mighty thing the Lord have done for me. Well, you know what you said?
I yield
to the great
and mighty thing
the Lord has done for me.
Now,
you want me to show you how to activate that? Sit down. I'm going to show you two verses right quick, right in the middle of this message. Ephesians 1:3 and Philemon 6. We only had no one chapter in Philemon. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who has? You already got it. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings, all of them, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? Uh-huh. Now, how you activate it? Go to Philemon, verse 6. Children, that's a divine tie there. He's already done it for me. And all I have to do is communicate it through my faith. Acknowledge it. That the communication of thy faith become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3 says you've done it already. Blessed be the... Come on, read Ephesians 1:3. Get this thing. Ephesians 1:3, because there's a shift. There's a shifting for somebody in here tonight. See, you don't need to try to get what you're already yours. You have to take it. When you know something belongs to you, you take it. Somebody have stole your car and you know it's your car, you got the serial number, you ain't gonna ask me, can I have my car? You take it. Every blessing, every good thing that God have said about you, He's already deposited it in your account. And all you got to do is communicate it by faith. Acknowledge it. Say it. Say it. Call things that be not as though they were, because they are. They're just in another realm. But when you recognize that, let the supply of the Spirit start saying it, it is transferred in your earthly account. We're talking about supply of the Spirit, right? Huh? Now the Lord's showing you that the supply of the Spirit, the Lord, the Spirit have supplied everything you will ever need, want, desire, or dream about in your name. When you start functioning properly and calling things that be not as though they were, because you know they are, they're just in another realm. Your call of faith make the transfer.
Yes.
Your success is in your mouth and your heart. Why are things not changing for you? It ought to be changing all the time. Because once you change it in your heart and your mouth, is a done deal. Nobody can stop it. Those two verses. I don't care if you drove 600 miles to get here tonight. Those two verses. Ephesians 1:3 and Philemon verse 6. Will shoot so much of a supply of the Spirit through you that your neighbor won't even know you. So now, let me try to finish here. So now, Notice here. Notice in Daniel 6:3. I preached this in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Price is a very, he's not wild. He's just classy, you know. But I got to preaching and the Holy Ghost came and he lost it. And then he get up and say, Leroy got me angry fool. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just preaching the word. He lost it. I saw it when you know you're preaching when Fred Price moved and Charles Cap. I preached a men fellowship with Dr. Price and the Spirit of God. I was speaking from Daniel by the excellent Spirit. You ought to get your hand on it if you can. And then I preached the sword of the Spirit in camp meeting with a supply of the Spirit. And I noticed while I was preaching way up in the balcony, Charles Cap, he's going home to be with the Lord now. But Charles Cap, Charles was a strange fellow. He don't talk that much. He used to talk faith. So Charles, if any time Charles disturbed Ronald, Guthrie right there, I was out of town and Ronald had to take him and Miss Cap to eat. And Ronald said, you know, if any way possible, I won't let somebody else do it. Because Charles, he don't say nothing. His wife do the talking. He don't say nothing. He just look at you. But anyway, I was preaching. The sword of the Spirit, I had a good supply of the Spirit, 20,000 people. And I was preaching, and the glory of God came, and a wind started blowing in the service. And the police ran in there because they thought something had happened. And I look up in the corner of my eye, Brother Cap way up there in the balcony, he's waving his hand. I said, God must be in here. My wife tried to explain to me, by the time I got through preaching, he was in my face. He said, Brother Tom, you hit a home run today. I almost fainted. That had to be the Holy Ghost to get that out of Charles Cap. He said, Brother Tom, you hit a home run today. I went to my room thinking about that. God had to be in this place. Not that he's a bad person, he just don't say nothing. But the Spirit of God moved him. And so here in Daniel 6:3, it's talking about an excellent spirit. Then this Daniel was what? Underline that word. See, when you know how to yield to the supply of the Spirit, you live a preferred life. Now remember, the most unlikely person to understand you is church people. The street people shout and clap. But church folk, when you start living a preferred life, because of an excellent spirit, knowing how to use the supply. What I say? Children, write that down. You got to know it's being supplied to you every day. Knowing how to use the supply of the Holy Ghost that is given to you on daily, hourly, secondly basis. Knowing how to use it. Knowing how to called it to manifest in this earth realm what your Father wants you to have. Yes, sir. The Spirit of God is at work on your behalf. You understand me? Uh-huh. And because you're here tonight, everything about to speed up. Yeah. not because the spirit changed, but because you changed and you are learning by the spirit of grace how to yield more easily. The spirit of God does not move by looks. That's flesh. So situations don't move the spirit of God. Listen to me. The Spirit of God says, let's do this. With no respect of what it is, if it's not of God, the Holy Spirit says, let's do this. Dan and Debbie can tell you. I'd look at that correct, his son and his boy here now. That boy shouldn't be here. Oh, no, 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 no. I'll show you that car. Give me a picture. Can y'all... I'll show you that car. It had to be angels sitting on top of that boy. There's no way for him to be. No, I need to have it on the screen. They need to get on the screen. No way he's supposed to be here. Not normally. This is not the first time this has happened. I've seen cars. That it wasn't no way that where the place was sitting at. He had to have on a Holy Ghost seatbelt. And he had to have Holy Ghost airbags. That's the only way. You listening? Sit down, I'm going to show you now. This voice is going to tell you more than you're going to hear. Yes, sir. I'm going to read it. I'm going to see if you're going to hear it. Amen. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Yes, there they go. There they go. They can't hold you nowhere. There they go, right there. When God preference is on you. Yeah. It supersedes the White House. Yeah. The governor mansion. Yeah. There it is right there. Yeah. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Yeah. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. When you get a Christian living a Christian life, people get worried. They don't understand. This is all our life. Y'all got that car yet? Can y'all get it on the screen? What? Somebody answered me? Maybe they didn't. I want to show you all a wreck. The boy, Enya Nana, a young man. I can call him boy. He's my son. He and Yana, he's supposed to be. He ain't supposed to be up here. Holy Ghost, airbag. Daniel 5:12. Come on, I got 6 minutes. Daniel 5:12. We're talking about young ladies, supply the spirit. Philippians 1:19. Supply the spirit. How to receive the supply of the spirit. We talked about that God, I can't get that word out. It's procreation. What is the word where everything come out like it? No, not predestination. Sound like that's a good word, but is procreation, everything come out after its own kind? What? Huh? Procreated, huh? Yeah. So we were procreated by God, so we come out just like him. But if you so busy looking at your flesh, you're going to stay in a mess. You're so busy looking at your mistakes. Get off that track. Get on the track where the grace can pull you. You follow what I'm saying? Get off thinking about you a failure. You're not no failure. Somebody may have failed you. But don't let them produce you as a failure. All right, put it up there. Great, put it up there. Hey, wave your hands on. Look at that, you. Shh. Now, what kept that boy in that car? His mom shouting, his mom, I've been passing y'all a long time. They've been in the church a long time. They know their divine rights. They brought him here as a child. My daughter called me and said, Daddy, you got to see this. And sent me that. I said, uh-huh. I knew it was some angels was in there. Now, the Lord do a lot of things he don't explain. What I mean by that? How did he do it? He don't tell you how he did it. Just thank God he did it. Just thank God the boy. Yeah, that's all. Somebody give God some praise. Yeah. You tell me we're not divinely protected? You see that car, Ronald? I knew the people who attended to him, who come there, they were plumb surprised. I know what they thought. God was driving this car. Oh, yeah. He thought he was God. He said, it's God. You know, nobody can get out. No man can get out. Well, he is. He got God on the inside of him. All right, let me give you one more. Daniel, quick. I got 3 minutes. Daniel 5:12. I'm going to show you about supplying the Spirit. Because a steady supply of the Spirit, and if you yield to it right, it will create into you an excellent spirit. And an excellent spirit puts you in a preferential position. And it put promotion in your life. Because you're not moving by the stagnation of this system. That's what the Father designed for you to do. He moved that you can move in another dimension. Oh my goodness. Look what 5:12 says. For much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dream, and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubt, was found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Go to Proverbs 20:27 quickly. Let me remind you. Proverbs 20:27 quickly. Please let me remind you. This is where that supply comes from, too. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. You see that?
Yes,
Proverbs 25:28, quickly. Proverbs 25:28. He that has no rule over his own spirit, it's like a city broke down and without walls. My goodness. So you see, my friend, the supply of the Spirit is a salvation supply. Remember, I told you, salvation produces a lifestyle that has to function in the spirit. Your deliverance is a spiritual deliverance, and you will have to function in the spirit to be able to receive the manifestation of it. So in every aspect of your salvation, you need a supply of the Spirit.
Yes,
sir. Mm, mm, mm. Lord Jesus. A combination of salvation and the supply of the Spirit produces supernatural premises. It produces a supernatural foundation to work from. All the promises of God are yea and amen. I don't know where you got that no from. It was something to bless you. It was something promised to you, and you didn't get it. You talk about the Lord said no. No, he didn't. As you and Satan said no. But you have, listen. But you have to know how to function properly in the supply of the Spirit that is always available to you as a child of God. The Holy Spirit, say the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit
is always available to supply whatever you need. As you learn to tap into it, life will be more sweeter. I got to close, man. This is so much material that I don't want to go to waste. Now, let me close with this. What have caused the church to run short-circuited on the supply of the Spirit? Substitute, worldly strategies, self-effort, giving Satan too much credit, looking to the system, those things short-circuit the supply of the Spirit. Because God like this, all right. See, the Hebrew boys, when they were thrown in that fire, they said, the God we serve is able to deliver us. Amen. We can't deliver ourselves. Go ahead and throw us in there. He's going to get us out. Yeah. Then the fourth man was in that fire. He threw three in there. But somebody said about the fourth man. Lying, you to eat people up. But when you're operating under the supply of the Spirit, the lion can't eat you. Daniel came out, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Pharaoh's supposed to kill you. If he got his army behind you and the Red Sea in front of you, you're a dead duck. Right. But we got a God. Yeah. Who opened the Red Sea. Yeah. Goliath. Yeah. Was supposed to whoop David. Yeah. David was a little boy. Goliath was a giant, 9 feet 6 inches tall. But David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Goliath went down. I'll tell you a statistic in my closing too. A statistic. It was 12 spies. It almost, that ratio is in the church today. It was 12 spies. Only two believed that God was able to do it. The other 10 died. You know why? They looked at themselves without God. And what they saw? Grasshoppers. The other two fellas look at themselves and look at themselves connected with God and say, we're well able to take it. I don't have to figure this out. God told me it's mine. See, we try to figure out too much. Whatever God told God! Up! You don't have to figure it out when God told you it's yours. Don't figure it out. Take it. Amen. I should have went to my stew.